God is very interested in our spirituality, our spiritual growth. And so I want to read, beginning at verse 11, and it says, "And he himself gave some." Now, I'm going to stop right there just for a moment. He himself is the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. He himself, and I'm reading from the New King James Version, "And he himself gave some to be apostles, some pastors." Excuse me. Let me start over. "And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. And he gave them for a purpose." There's a reason. Not just so we can walk around and say, "I'm an apostle, I'm a prophet, I'm an evangelist, I'm a pastor, I'm a teacher in the body of Christ." He did give those offices to certain people that he chose to give them to. And you've heard me say this many times. You don't wake up one day and decide, "Let me see, I think I'll go into the ministry, and let me see, what do I want to be? I believe I'll be an apostle." Nah, don't work that way. "I believe I'll be a pastor." Uh-uh, it don't work that way. Notice what I just read in verse 11. Matter of fact, why don't you read it out loud with me so that we all be in the same version. Just read it off the screen with me, verse 11. Read it together with me on three. One, two, three. "And he himself gave..." Stop, 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 stop. Right there. "And he himself gave some." There's two important words right there. "He himself gave and some." Okay? "He himself gave and some." So I don't get to choose what office I stand in. He's the one that gives. He's the one that makes the choices. And then he gives some. I'm so glad that I'm not all feet. Just one big foot. They try to capture you and put you in the circus. No, our bodies are composed of different members, right? And each and every member is important. Did you hear what I just said? Each and every member is important. Amen. But God does the choosing. Jesus does it. Matter of fact, he's the chief shepherd of the church. Amen. So he does the choosing. So let me go back. And I know I stopped you right there, but I did that for a reason. Now, "And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and teachers." All right, we've established that that's what he does. So that's the reason, first of all, if you want to know where you fit or what call you have on your life, you need to spend some time with God. He will certainly tell you. Amen. He will certainly tell you. Praise the name of the Lord. If he gave it to you, he will reveal it to you.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. He'll do that. But now let's read on. So now he gave some. Verse 12, this is the reason he did it. This is the reason he did it. For the equipping of the saints. You see that? He did it for the equipping of the saints. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Look at verse 13. Till we are to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. He gave these folk to help build up his church, to become a spiritual church. It's amazing. Some folks go to church and they listen to their pastor. And then, you know, some leave the same way they came. Every one of you should be up another level in God when you leave this church today. Amen. Don't waste your time. Come with an open heart, ready to receive the word of God. Because we are to grow spiritually, continually. Amen. So it's for the perfecting of the saints, or another way of saying it, for the maturing of the saints of God. And it's for a reason. Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, for those of you that were here last week, I took you to the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 1. Matter of fact, tell you what, let's go back there again. Just flip back. Let's read it again. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are what? Spiritual. Remember I told you last week, God needs each of us. But he cannot and he will not use us just any old way. Amen.
Amen.
You who are spiritual. Restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. What I want to get established in your hearts is God needs spiritual people. If we are going to reach the world, we must be spiritual people. You cannot take anyone, any further than you are. If you are carnal, guess what? They're going to be carnal. If you are their mentor or their teacher, if you are carnal, they're going to be carnal. If you're serious about the things of God, most likely they will be too. Hallelujah. You can be saved in carnal. I want you to get this down in your spirit. Just look at someone beside you, behind you, in front of you, or whatever, and just say this. Say, God wants us to be spiritual people. Tell them, say, God wants us to grow spiritually. Matter of fact, God wants us to grow up spiritually. Tell them that. That's called being mature and maturing. Amen. Back over in Ephesians chapter 4, where I read that the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers have been given by the Lord Jesus Christ to perfect the saints. What is that? To mature the saints. To mature the saints. To help the saints grow up and be mature in the things of God. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
God didn't call me to stand before you and talk about the weather, talk about football. No, I'm to preach the gospel and to give you what you need to grow spiritually.
Amen.
And remember, I told you last week, when we grow spiritually, then we put ourselves in a place where we can help someone else. Isn't it amazing? We're told to trust God, right?
Amen.
Amen. We're told to trust God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct our path. We are to trust him. But my question is, can he trust us? That lost person over there, can he trust us to share the gospel with them? That hurting person, can he trust us to minister healing to them? Jesus told disciples, he said, I'm going away. In other words, he says, and I'm going to send the Holy Ghost, a comforter, a helper, back here for what? Amen. To fill us so that we can go forth and do the work of the ministry. So that we can help someone else. When I was a child and teenager growing up, I thought the pastor was supposed to do it all. He preached on Sunday. He do all the visitation. He do all the hospital. He do all the evangelizing, you know, and all the folk, church folk had to do was come and sit and listen to him preach. He tired because he'd been working hard that week. And most of the pastors back in my day, they had a job. And some of them worked hard. And then they would come and pastor their flock. And then they had to do all the visitation, the hospital visitation. They had to do it all. And there were some statistics out a while back. This has been a few years, number of years back when I heard it. I don't know what it is now. But he was talking about ministers, especially pastors, that most of them died early. Anybody, you seen those statistics? Wonder why? The poor fellows were probably stressed out and their bodies were tired. I believe, listen to me, I believe in the healing power of God. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I believe that by Jesus' stripes, we were healed.
Amen.
But I also believe that God has given me and given all of us a responsibility to take care of our bodies.
Amen.
You can't run 24/7. And not burn out. Do I have any listeners in here today?
Amen.
Jesus is a healer. And we can stand on his word for our healing. But we better use some wisdom. W-I-S-D-O-M, wisdom. All of us have to use wisdom. I heard one person say one time, say, man, I just want to burn up for God. That's why I'm so committed to God. I just want to burn up for him. Well, you know, whatever for you, but it's for me, I want to hang around and serve him longer. I don't want him to look at me and say, you're born again and you have eternal life, but why are you here so early? I had some other things for you to do, but now I'm going to have to give them to someone else because you're here. Oh, we'll be welcomed. But let's don't go early. Let's go in our time.
Amen.
Well, let me say that again. Let's don't go early.
Amen.
I want to be able to say like the Apostle Paul said. I've kept the faith. I finished my course. And what else did he say? I am now ready to be offered up. Don't leave before you finish. Now I know we talk among ourselves sometimes, so I want you to look at somebody right beside you and just tell them, say, don't leave before you finish. Now find another person, tell them that too. Say, don't leave before you finish. And if you're 20 years old, you don't even have to wonder about it. It ain't your time. If you're 60 years old, it ain't your time yet. I'm so proud of these sisters sitting around here in the 90s. Woo! Hallelujah! Setting an example.
Yes.
That's right.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Because God still wants to use us. My Meta, Mother Meta, you sitting there with your pretty red hat on and you listening to the word of God. But I want to tell you, just by sitting there right now, sister, you're doing the work of the ministry, because you sure blessing me just to see you sit there. And the same for the rest of you sisters that's in your 90s, and those of you that's in your 80s, just keep on living, keep on serving God. Keep on, you hear me? Keep on serving God. Somebody need what you got. Glory to God. One thing you certainly have, you've gained a lot of wisdom. And I tell you something else while I'm on this subject. Young people need to humble themselves and sit down and listen to some godly older people. You can learn something. You will learn something. Hallelujah. You can't tell anybody how to travel down a certain road if you hadn't been there yourself, if you hadn't traveled it yourself. Can I tell you something? Whatever you do, and not, this is not just for young people, younger people, but it's for all of us. I was raised by my parents, and I was taught to respect my elders. You might have didn't agree with them on everything, but you need to respect them. Hallelujah. Do I have any young people listening to me in here? Well, Nathaniel, God bless you. You're the only young one in the church. He's the only one to raise his hand. Oh, I didn't see that hand. Okay. Whether you raise your hand or not, respect your elders. And I don't care if you're 50, 55, 60, respect those that's older than you. You hear me? That's one of the things that this country is suffering from. It's a lack of respect. Amen. If you're seeing elderly person coming, hold the door open for them. Let them walk through. How you doing, sir? How you doing, ma'am? Have a blessed day. Glory to God. Y'all still here? Oh, hallelujah. All righty. God needs us to mature spiritually so that he can use us to a greater degree. God can only use you to the degree that you allow maturity. See, that's the reason, an example is the reason that the Bible talks about novices, pastoring churches and so forth. They're not ready. Didn't say they weren't saved. Didn't even say they weren't filled with the Holy Spirit. But they weren't ready to pastor. They hurt somebody. I'll never forget. Hurt my feeling, but it did me good. I don't think you brothers was in that service when this prophet spoke to me. And I was getting ready to pastor a church in the great town of Chesterfield, South Carolina. Had already looked at a building. The Lewises remember it. The Wilsons too. Prophet from England stood, looked me in the eye, told me what I was about to do, and he told me I'd fall. Hurt my feelings. Actually, I got kind of mad, but not in front of him. Later on. Like the nerve of him. Who do you think he is anyway? But you know what? I knew in my heart he was right. I knew he was right. And so I didn't start a church then. Why? I wasn't ready. I'd have hurt some folks. And that's the reason the Bible forbids a novice to lead God's people. They need to learn. They got to. It takes time to mature. Just because you can sing good don't mean you're mature. Just because you got a strong voice doesn't mean you're mature. Just because you're good looking and feel, think you're eye candy, that doesn't mean you're mature. That means you're getting ready for problems. Listen, brothers and sisters, it's important that we continue to grow spiritually. We got to take this serious. Amen. Amen. Take it serious. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. So like it says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 1, let those that are spiritual, don't just send just anybody to help this person. You send the folks that's spiritual, folks that knows, that has matured in the things of God. Let them help them. And then they have to be careful that they don't fall into the same trap. How many times have ministers, some pastors, been counseling the church members, male and female? Start out a counseling session. But they wound up in the bed together. It happens. So you have to learn some wisdom. One of the things I've learned, I've been pastoring this church, it's coming June, it'll be 38 years. One of the things I've learned is I don't counsel females by myself. If I have a female in my office, my wife's office is right across the hall from mine. If she's not in there with me, or she can't be in there with me, my door's open. That don't apply to just ministry. I mean, if you're in a position, high position in business where people look up to you, better be careful. Better use some wisdom. Is there another amen out here? Amen. Because Galatians 6:1 says, considering yourself, well, it's on the board. Brethren, if any man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of what? Gentleness, and then you do what?
You,
lest you also be tempted. Amen. Any of us can be tempted. But it's our responsibility to make sure we don't put ourselves in a place. Where the devil is yelling at you, ooh, ain't she pretty? She smell good. Or isn't he handsome? Oh, he smell good, blah, 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 blah. You know. Am I preaching good yet?
Amen.
That's the reason we must grow up spiritually. My walk with the Lord. Listen to me. My walk with the Lord is more important to me than the office I hold.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now, some of you might know more of the Word of God than I do, but I just have to be honest and frank with you. I hadn't heard anything about me or any other pastor being a pastor in heaven. Now, if y'all got something else from the Word of God that I missed, let me know. What am I saying? I'm pastoring here in the earth. But I'm going to be with Jesus for all eternity.
Amen.
So let's not blow it. And get all caught up with who we are. Glory be to God. Is this helping you any? God's raising up an army. And too many of us have been in basic training too long. It's time for us to move up. But he's not going to give you a tank and you don't know how to operate the thing. You hurt somebody. I remember when I was in basic training at Lackland Air Force Base. And of course the Air Force guys was a little different than the Army guys. I only had a gun once or twice. And I asked some folks one time, I says, why don't we have a gun? And I was told, oh yeah, they got one assigned to you. That's what somebody told me. I don't know if that's true or not, but anyway, I never saw it. But they did take us out for target practice a couple times while I was in basic. Bunch of us out there and back in the 70s, that's when it was, we practiced on the M16. I don't know, do they still use that one today? The old M16. And I remember all of us was laying on our stomachs and shooting at the targets. Our training instructor was walking between us, giving instruction. He said something to this one guy, and the guy looked back at him, gun and all, sir. I think that's the last he remembered for a moment, because he got a boot. He went down, the gun went in a different direction. You don't do that. Why? This young airman had a lot to learn. I bet he didn't make that mistake again. We were told you never point your gun at anybody. Always keep it away from people. But let's spiritualize that. There have been many people hurt because of immaturity in the body of Christ. Many hurt. And I've had people tell me over the years, I'll never darken the doors of a church again because I've been hurt. Well, that's a poor excuse, because not every church is going to hurt you. But here's the thing. Some of the very people you don't like in church, some of them might be in hell with you. Might be your next door neighbor. Might be burning right next to you. Y'all might be screaming together. And that's another message I could preach. I won't, but I will leave it like this. Don't you allow anybody to separate you from God and to keep you from going to church. Did y'all hear that? Whoo, glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. Y'all still here? We need, as we mature, we need to always have an attitude check sometimes. We need to check ourselves. Turn to Psalm 139. 139th Psalm. And we need to take on this attitude. Verse 23. This is a psalm of David. Listen to what he said. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. Verse 24. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. You see that? Lead me in the way everlasting. Now, give me that verse in the Amplified Bible. I want to read, beginning at verse 23. I just want to read a couple of translations to you. Search me thoroughly, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. Verse 24. And see if there is any wicked or hurtful way in me. Why, Lord? Because I want you to lead me, and I don't want anything to hinder my spiritual progress. And it says, and lead me in the way everlasting. Amen. Hallelujah. One more translation, New Living Translation, verse 23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Verse 24. verse 24. Point out anything in me that offends you. See that? If what I'm doing or what I'm saying offends you, Lord, reveal that to me. So point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life. Glory be to God. Isn't that good?
Amen.
Bless the name of the Lord. I'm not going to get as far as I thought I was on this, but I want you to go with me to one other reference. That's Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews, the 5th chapter. But while you're turning there, we need to get before God and open our hearts to Him. Lord, show me anything in me, any way in me that you are not pleased with, that is contrary to your word, contrary to your will. Help me to know it so that I can make a change. Because I want to grow. I want to be led by you. I want to mature spiritually. Are you still here? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, this, I'll probably close with this one. This is so very, very important. You have Hebrews chapter 5. The writer here is talking to the church, and this is what he's saying. Look at verse 12. For though, and you can read the entire chapter 5 later on, but he said, for though by this time you ought to be teachers. In other words, you should have matured to the place where you can teach someone else. Well, you can be a good example to someone else. Are you listening to me? There is a space of time where we mature. I mean, we always mature until we leave here. We always learn. But there is a time when we should have grown to the place where we can be trusted to help someone else spiritually, and I've said this before. So he says, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again. You see that? For by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again, the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. Can I tell you something? If you've been saved 10, 15, 20 years, and you still drinking milk, you need to jerk the slack out.
Amen.
20, 25, 30-year-old saint, I want my bottle. And listen to what it says in verse 13. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. He's a babe, or she's a babe, or a baby. Say, God wants me to grow up spiritually.
God wants me to grow up spiritually.
Yeah. But now look at verse 14. See this, and I'm going to close here, but this is the reason it is so important for us to continue to grow spiritually. When you're a baby, spiritual baby, you need good, strong people to mentor you. People that are solid in the Word of God. Those are the type of mentors you need. But we're not to remain in the babyhood stage of spirituality. Because it can be dangerous. Look at verse 14. But solid food belongs to those who are full of age. And this is not talking about physical age, it's talking about spiritual age. But solid food belongs to those who are full of age. That is, now listen to this, that is those who by reason of use, by reason of use, not just hearing, but doing. If all we do is hear, we will remain immature.
Amen.
Are y'all still here? But solid food belongs to those who are full of age. That is, how'd they get that way? That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised. Finish that verse.
To discern
both good and evil. If we don't mature, the devil is going to trip us up. Send someone across your path to mess you up, and you're not mature enough to discern, whoa, this is not God. We should mature to the place where, by reason of use, using the Word of God, standing on the Word of God, we're able to discern both good and evil. We're able to discern good. Oh, praise God, this is good. This is of God. Hallelujah. And we're also able to discern, whoa, this looks good, smell good, but inside, something ain't right. Why? Because of use. Because of use. You've heard the word. You've done the word.
Yeah.
And that word is on the inside of you.
Yeah.
And you're able to discern, this ain't right. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to stop right here. There's some other things I could tell you, but I want you to digest it. Amen. Go online, listen to it again. Make sure you get this message on the inside of you. We especially need it in the time that we're living in right now. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. I thank you that this word will never ever return to you void. Hallelujah.